Despite contrary winds, the church today is alive and growing and is guided above all by the Holy Spirit. These were the words of Pope Benedict this morning as he thanked Synod participants in the final working session.
One of those participants is Archbishop Gustavo Garcia Siller of San Antonio, Texas, who, during his intervention in the presence of the Holy Father, called for the world to be consecrated to the Holy Spirit. He dropped by Vatican Radio to tell us why.
We live in a world with its great values, its amazing technology advances, incredible conquest and discoveries within different fields of knowledge. The world has been evolving, but it's also a world that has been wounded by many situations, violence, economic crisis in various countries, marked by ecological deterioration. It's a world where many people have to emigrate, a world which youth struggle to find a place, a world that has banished God, and that, as a consequence of this, finds the meaning of life questioned and the future seemingly hopeless. So this world reality is calling, is invoking the new outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So the popes along the years have expressed that. Paul VI did it in the Evangelii Nuntiandi, and then John Paul II spoke about a new Pentecost. Benedict XVI has expressed that in the new ways, in relationship between faith and reason, we need to be enlightened, guided, and strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit. That has been the story of salvation. And now we need to respond to the new demands of the world today. And if we want to communicate, we want to transmit the faith, the truths of our faith, we need to utilize many things that are ready for us, things that people have presented to us. But we need to be mindful that the only one who will move the wills and enlighten our minds in a deeper way is the Holy Spirit.
Archbishop Garcia Siller, can you speak to us a little bit about the message, the final message and the propositions that were proposed to the Holy Father by the Synod of Bishops?
The message that we have approved today, all the bishops of the Synod, in the presence of sisters and brothers in religious life and in general, is a message of hope. And he is founded in the encounter of Jesus with a Samaritan woman, in which Jesus is able to read the longings of the heart of that woman. And Jesus responds, introducing himself to her. And Jesus ends saying, "If you knew the gift of God, if you knew the gift of God." And the scripture tells us that that gift of God was the Holy Spirit. Because it's only the Holy Spirit who can lead us into a genuine encounter with the person and the work of Jesus. And in turn, that encounter with Jesus led the Samaritan woman to proclaim to others the truth that is God revealing himself to us in the person of Jesus Christ. Also, the message that we have approved is a message of hope, not in general. It is in particular to the different continents of the world, because each continent has a different reality. And even in each continent, there are a variety of cultures and contexts. So our hope is that this message that has been proclaimed will reach out to many people and that will inspire in them the desire to know Jesus, the truth, the way, and the life.